Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The manhunt continues for the suspect who fatally shot Charlie Kirk, the conservative activist, in Utah yesterday. Investigators now say they found the weapon used in that murder. ABC News Chief National Correspondent Matt Gutman is in Utah with the latest on the investigation.
They are concerned about overly identifying this person. I think it seems that they know or have a pretty good bead on who this person might be or where they might be. They're keeping some of this information close to the vest, but they did say that this person blended into the college community. They can't say that it was a student, but it was someone of that age who may have looked the part. Obviously, someone who was capable with a firearm.
New economic data finds inflation has risen 2.9% over this time last year, driven primarily by housing costs, but also rising prices for new and used vehicles, clothing, and airfare. In New York City, September 11th memorials are underway. This is ABC News. One man is dead and another is in custody after a horrific attack at a motel in Dallas. ABC's Jim Ryan says it all began with an argument and it ended with a beheading.
Even the police dispatcher captured by Broadcastify seemed in disbelief.
He is actually cutting someone's head off.
Police say motel employee Jordanis Cobos Martin got into an argument with his boss and grabbed a machete. Stephanie Elliott says Cobos Martin didn't stop until he had decapitated Chandra Nagamalaya. Then
he kicked the head, then he picked it up, and then he threw it in the trash can.
Police are holding Cobos Martin on a capital murder charge. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In Colorado, one student has now been released from the hospital after a shooting yesterday at a high school. Another student remains in the hospital in critical condition. The gunman is believed to have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound in that case. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 74 degrees in Richland Center at 1205. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy and warmer conditions with a high of 76. Tonight, a few clouds, pockets of fog settle in late with a low of 53. And tomorrow, any fog lifting early, then partly cloudy and warm with a high of 81. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 51, it's 75 degrees.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
It's currently 75 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Grant County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating the death of an adult female in the town of Muscadet. Wednesday night at approximately 6:15, a neighbor called and requested law enforcement respond to check on their neighbor, who they thought was either passed out or passed away in her driveway. A deputy from the sheriff's office responded and located a deceased female lying on the ground alongside the driveway to her residence. Due to unusual circumstances, assistance was requested from the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratory's Crime Scene Response Team to assist with processing the scene. Investigators, along with the Grant County Coroner, worked throughout the night and are continuing the investigation into this incident. The name of the victim is being withheld pending notification of family. The Grant County Coroner is in the process of scheduling an autopsy to determine the cause and manner of death. At this point, officials do not believe there is any immediate danger to the public. To maintain the integrity of the investigation, no additional details will be released at this time. The investigation into the incident is ongoing, and additional information will be released when it becomes available. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Grant County Sheriff's Office at 608-723-2157 or Grant County Crime Stoppers at 1-800-789-6600. Charlie Kirk, the CEO and co-founder of the conservative youth organization Turning Point USA, was fatally shot at an event at a Utah college. His killing Wednesday is the latest example of political violence in the U.S., spanning a range of political ideologies and affecting both major political parties. Governor Spencer Cox called the killing a political assassination. Milwaukee County executive and candidate for Wisconsin Governor David Crowley was being interviewed on the Todd Albaugh Show on Civic Media during the breaking news yesterday afternoon.
My thoughts and prayers are not only with, you know, what happened in Denver, but also with Charlie Kirk. And so, you know, there's no reason why we have this level of hate or level of violence in our country, but we have to push back. have to push back against the level of political violence that we have seen increase across this country. You know, we may have our differences, and it, you know, but we have to agree to disagree. And we have to focus on how we can move forward together, because this is our state, this is our country, and we have to live in it and share it with one another.
State Democratic Party Chair Devin Remicker released a statement condemning the violence and extending condolences to Kirk's family. Republican State Representative Calvin Callahan said political violence has no place in America and disagreement must never cross the line into violence. Others took to the X social media platform where Governor Tony Evers posted that violence is never the answer for resolving our differences or disagreements, while Assembly Speaker Robin Voss offered prayers for Kirk's family but added, quote, sad that the left has been radicalized to believe violence like this is okay. It never is. Wisconsin members of Congress are condemning the assassination of political activist Charlie Kirk. Congressman Tom Tiffany on X said Wednesday was a sad day for the nation and called Kirk a champion for free speech, engaging young people on college campuses, and fostering open debate. Congressman Tony Weed condemned the violence.
No question, this is horrific. It's sickening. There is really no place in this world for political violence. We should be debating policies and having passionate debate. That's completely fine and certainly something that I've always stuck to and I will continue to, but political violence cannot happen.
Posting to X, Congressman Scott Fitzgerald called Kirk's death shocking and horrific and that he was assassinated while doing what he loved, speaking with and inspiring America's youth. Also on X, Congressman Mark Pocan posted, political violence is never acceptable. Gun violence is never acceptable. Two people were detained Wednesday, but neither was determined to be connected to the shooting, and both were released, public safety officials said. A manhunt is currently going on as law enforcement searches for the killer of Charlie Kirk. A package of bills introduced by Assembly Republicans would encourage school districts across Wisconsin to consolidate as enrollment numbers decline. Pleasant Prairie Representative Amanda Nedwiski says consolidating can offer more opportunities to students. Nedwiski's bill would offer financial incentives to districts if they voluntarily consolidate. Assembly Republicans introduced a number of education-focused legislation at the Capitol Tuesday. Other bills introduced include one addressing dual enrollment and another that could create a teacher's bill of rights. Many people will need to get a prescription before getting this year's COVID vaccine. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration rescinded a previous order that allowed anyone to get the shot. Agency director and vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. removed vaccine recommendations for healthy children and pregnant women. Currently, the elderly and those with an existing condition that could cause complications from COVID are eligible for the shot. Everyone else may need to consult their doctor. Depending on your insurance coverage, you might also have to pay out of pocket this year. Governor Tony Evers' administration, in conjunction with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, supports vaccination access through several programs covering routine childhood and adult immunizations, as well as the current COVID-19 and flu vaccines. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is distributing free drug testing strips. More than 131,000 xylazine strips will go to community organizations. The test strips can let a person know if drugs contain xylazine, a veterinary tranquilizer that is unsafe for humans and is sometimes mixed into street drugs. Xylazine can increase the risk of fatal overdose and cause serious skin infections. DHS will also renew a statewide naloxone standing order for pharmacists, allowing pharmacies to continue to distribute the overdose reversal medication. A bicyclist was injured in a mishap. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a bicycle accident on Amaker Hollow Road in the township of Arena Wednesday morning around 11:45. Arena EMS, Arena Fire Department, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. Due to injuries sustained in the accident, MedFlight responded to the scene and transported the bicyclist to a Madison hospital. County Road T to Amaker Hollow Road was closed for approximately 30 minutes for a MedFlight landing zone. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson is warning town boards of a scam. Several town chairpersons report their names are being used in emails and text messages to board members asking for money. The messages are not legitimate and no money should be sent. It's 74 degrees in Richland Center at 12:15. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP-VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
It's 75 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:17. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Joseph Marshall, a prominent man of Richland County and the pioneer of the town of Marshall. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to genealogytrails.com/Wisconsin/Richland/bios, the source is a history of Crawford and Richland counties, Wisconsin, illustrated in 1881, transcribed by Mary Saggio. Joseph Marshall, a prominent man of Richland County and the pioneer of the town of Marshall, which this territory now bears his name, was born in Columbia County, Ohio, March 25, 1820. He was married in April of 1851 to Margaret McCannon. The day following, they started west to seek a home and embarked on a steamboat at Wellsville, then came to what is now Muscadet, and the next day started in company with Alexander Bartley to seek a desirable location, but the land is in the vicinity that did not suit him. So he went to Richland County. The party showing him the county inquired, "What kind of land do you want?" To which Mr. Marshall replied, "I want land where there's plenty of wood and plenty of water." "Well," said the man, "we'll go back into Richland County because both can be found there, and you can clear a farm in a lifetime." This remark, intended to deter him from going thither, did not have that effect. Instead, he did clear that land in Richland County and did so within 10 years, not a lifetime. They were informed that there were two men, Amasa Haskins and Jules Preston, living in the northern part of the county, engaged in bear hunting. Toward only evidence of an individual habitation, Mr. Marshall suggested that night be spent at that place where Mr. Bartley was. But Mr. Bartley said, "Nobody lives here now." "Well, then," said Mr. Marshall, "then we'll be anyone and we'll put this out," and accordingly took peaceable possession of the property. A few minutes afterwards, Mr. Preston, the owner of the land, returned in company with his wife. The travelers, having asked, could we stop and stay for the night, found that they were welcome, and soon were partaking in supper of cornbread, venison, with an appetite for relish, and only the hungry man would be left alone. This cabin was located on what is now Section 29, Town of Rockbridge. In that morning, Mr. Preston started out to show them the land, and Mr. Marshall selected the northern half of Section 13, Town 11, Range 1 West, and he started to show him the land. Mr. Marshall had selected that portion, not wishing to lose any time, but the next day he said, "You can purchase it with a cow." And that day following, a hired man with a team to transfer his goods would help him and his bride trudge along to the property, driving the cow that he was going to use to purchase that property. Arriving at Mr. Preston's cabin, they remained overnight once again, and the following morning took axe, started for the land, but they could not find as they returned the next morning. A man by the name of Meeks, it was, who was stopping at the Amasca Haskins house, hitched his horse, loaded it with goods and provisions, and accompanied Mr. Preston to start out for the land once again. This time, arriving at Amasca Haskins' house, finding the team too heavily loaded for the condition of the road, they left the majority of the goods there. The fence corner, which was covered by shakes, and proceeded with their way, cutting the road, as it were, and finally reached their destination. Here, a rude shelter of brush poles were hastily constructed, and pioneer life commenced. In the earnest, Mr. Meeks fed his horses some corn, brought them with purpose, fully cleaned them up, and gathered with Mr. Marshall to use for seeding the land. He immediately commenced in clearing and chopping, and then seeding the land, thus raising a small crop of corn, potatoes, and garden vegetables by fall. They continued to live in their improvised covering, so it was called, until fall, when they erected an actual log cabin with puncheon floor, shake roof. That meant that fall, in Sextonville, George Hancock was about to purchase provisions and head on the same way, when they discovered a pile of lumber was left there at the present village of what is now Richland Center, which Ira Hazeltine had left them for more of a good claim. At that time, a few furrows were plowed, and evidence of improvement, well, it really took place. This, of course, is where he established his residence. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering school days. It was about the McGuffey Reader and fun with Dick and Jane books.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
SSM Health Monroe Hospital, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo, and SSM Health Waupun Memorial Hospital earned a 5-star rating for nurse communication from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The rating is based on data collected in the Hospital Consumer Assessment of Healthcare Providers and Systems Survey and reflects how well patients felt their nurses explained things clearly, listened carefully, and treated them with courtesy and respect. Only 529 hospitals in the U.S. received a 5-star rating for nurse communication. More than 4,000 hospitals across the country are surveyed and rated across 10 categories using Hospital Consumer Assessment of Healthcare Providers and Systems data. Homecoming week is currently underway at the Weston School District. Homecoming is early this year at Weston. Molly Kasten is the district administrator of Weston Schools.
We had previously had our plan for homecoming as, I think it was October 17th. And this summer, the WIAA changed the 8-man football schedule, and October 17th was no longer a game. And so we had to adjust. You know, when you co-op, you have to share the home games. And so there was a limited number. And so the only date we had available was September 12th. So our second week of school, we have homecoming.
During the week, there are various activities being held for students to show their school spirit, including different dress-up days each day. Tonight, Weston faces North Crawford in volleyball. Junior varsity action will start at 6, followed by the varsity team playing at 7:15. Friday and Saturday, there will also be a full slate of events.
Friday, we will have our parade in Cazenovia again this year at 2:30. And then the game that night is at 5:30. Our pork feed for the FFA is before that from 4 to 5:30 in the cafeteria. And at 4:30 is our distinguished alumni induction, and that's at the school. And the Silver Eagle Foundation is hosting an alumni social at Hillpoint Hideaway at 8 o'clock, which is hopefully after the game. And then the next day on Saturday at 8 o'clock is our homecoming dance.
Friday night's football game will feature Waniwak Weston taking on Monticello in 8-player action. Enjoy the activities and support the sports teams during homecoming week at the Weston School District. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Tom Deering with ticket number 836 and Marietta Rick on ticket number 348. It's 75 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1226. Today's vital statistics are next.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. More at swtc.edu.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
It's 74 degrees in Richland Center at 1228. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Roscoe L. Bud Manning Jr., 67, formerly of Richland Center, died August 30th at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held this afternoon from 1 to 4 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, followed by military honors by the Richland Center Military Honors Unit at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Survivors of Bud Manning Jr. include 3 brothers, Leo and Karen Manning, Tom Manning, and Gary Manning, all of Richland Center, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Roscoe L., Bud Manning Jr., 67, formerly of Richland Center. Irvin Sandy Mott, 89, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. A funeral service will be held Friday at 10 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 10. In lieu of flowers, a plant a fruit tree in memory of his orchards or make a donation to St. Jude's. Irvin, Sandy Mott, 89 of Richland Center. Candace R. Root, 61 of Richland Center, died September 1st at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at 6 o'clock Friday at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 4 to 6. Candace Root is survived by two children, Stacy Root of Chicago and BJ and Courtney Knutson of Waseca. Two grandchildren, siblings Kelly and Jamie Parr, Julie Storkson, Vivian and Daryl Thurner, Joan Root and Bradley Root, as well as many other relatives and friends. Candace R. Root, 61 of Richland Center. Robert L. Bauer, 84 of Plain, died September 1st at home following a bout with lung cancer. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Friday from 4 to 7 and again Saturday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Plain Fire Department. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Robert Bauer include his wife, Marilyn, two sons, Rob and Julie of Verona and Sean and Kim of Jefferson, four grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a sister, Carol and Rudy Ringelstetter of Portage, sister-in-law, Maxine Bauer of Madison, nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends, and Mason and Addie Stott. Robert L. Bauer, 84, of Plain. Patrick F. Muller, 74, of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital following an illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church, with burial to follow at the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center Friday from 4 to 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 3:30. Friends may also call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. Survivors of Pat Muller include two daughters, Jamie and Billy Jones, and Lindsay and Chad Tennant, all of Richland Center, two sons, Christopher and Stephanie Muller of Richland Center, and Chad and Rachel Muller of Holman, 11 grandchildren, his mother, Bernadine Muller of Richland Center, nine siblings, Connie and George Zaja of Plymouth, Dennis and Deborah Muller of Lone Rock, Karen and Leo Manning, Mary Jo and Paul Salisbury, Joseph and Debbie Muller, Timothy Muller, John and Brenda Muller, Robert Muller, and Maureen and Roy Dahl, all of Richland Center, sister-in-law Beverly Brown of Richland Center, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Patrick F. Muller, 74, of Richland Center. Francis Cooper, 104, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 in the Schmidt Woodland Hills Chapel. Burial will follow in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Schmidt Woodland Hills Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Francis Cooper is survived by two children, Larry and Christine Cooper of Rosendale and Connie Hackbarth of West Bend, son-in-law Wayne Bender of Green Bay, seven grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, a sister, Louise Schadauer of Richland Center, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Francis Cooper, 104 of Richland Center. Lois Jean Delamater, 79 of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 2nd. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Saturday at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Sand Prairie Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from noon until the time of service at 2. Survivors of Jean Delamater include her daughter, Carla and Sarah of Platteville, sisters Judy Cornwell of Prairie du Chien, Kathy and Dave Gregorich of Antigo, and Milda Lacey of Verona, sister-in-law Lori Richardson of Boscobel, numerous nieces and nephews, and many dear friends. Lois, Jean Delamater, 79, of Richland Center. Jane Annette Turnipseed, age 76, died September 3rd. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Sunday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from noon until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Carbone Cancer Center. Jane Turnipseed is survived by her husband Jack, three children, Michael and Andy Turnipseed, Dawn Turnipseed, and Holly Muller, two grandchildren, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Jane Annette Turnipseed, age 76. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76, of Muscadet, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Coleman Whitaker Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Amy Whitaker is survived by her husband Buck, daughter Deanne Houston of Richland Center, two stepchildren, Randy Allen and Val Whitaker of Berlin, and Tina Marie and Richard Rainham of England, two grandchildren, a great-granddaughter, several step-grandchildren and great-grandchildren, her mother, Lillian Naquin of Midland, Texas, two sisters, Stephanie Lentz of Hutto, Texas, and Jennifer and Eddie Stewart of Midland, Texas, sister-in-law, Judy Naquin of Cleveland, Tennessee, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76, of Muscadet.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
At Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we know home isn't built in a day, it's built in the little moments, movie nights, family dinners, and mornings at the cabin. That's why we're more than just a furniture store. We're your hometown partners for every room, every home, every season of life. From durable everyday pieces to stylish designs for your getaway, you'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small-town care you can count on. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where small-town trust meets big-city style. Visit us today in downtown Richland Center.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and disc bind disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying disc bind disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your haying operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Bruce and Diane Irish and Travis and Rebecca Heisel. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a good Thursday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, the clouds and fog have pretty much lifted across the region now, except north of us. They're still seeing some low clouds across the north half of Wisconsin into the east central Minnesota. But generally around here should stay pretty bright for the rest of today with temperatures starting to warm up. It'll get even warmer from tomorrow through early next week as balmy air in the southern plains heads this way. Temperatures will likely be about 10 to 15 degrees above normal over the period. Also, dew points will climb well into the 60s, and that'll make it feel quite muggy, especially compared to what we've had over the past couple of weeks. Now, as far as rain goes, there will be a small chance of a shower Friday night into early Saturday morning as a weak disturbance slides in from the northwest. And then behind that, we'll probably have to wait for a small chance Sunday night or Monday, and perhaps a third system coming in right around Wednesday or Thursday of next week. That could have the best chance of anything widespread. The forecast for the rest of today, partly cloudy and mild, with highs around 76 degrees, east to southeast wind up to 5. Just a few clouds tonight, pockets of fog as well, low at 53. Tomorrow, any fog lifting early, then partly cloudy and warm with a high near 81. Friday night, there's a 30% chance of spotty showers, low about 62. On Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun, very warm and muggy, high near 86 degrees. On Sunday, staying quite warm and humid with plenty of sunshine, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm Sunday night. You're low at 61 with a high of 87. Monday breaks of sun, warm and sticky, perhaps a spotty shower or thunderstorm, low 63, high near 84. Tuesday should be another very warm and muggy day, partly cloudy skies, high in the middle 80s. We'll keep it around 83 for Wednesday, partly sunny, chance of a scattered thunderstorm by evening. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
It's currently a sunny 76 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 75, our low this morning was 51. Our high so far today, 77. The record high for this day set in 1931 is 93 degrees. The record low 30 was set in 1955. Last year's high was 84 with a low of 51. Sunset tonight will be at 7:19 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:37. Currently in Richland Center, we have northwesterly winds at 5 to 6 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.18. Relative humidity is 52% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 76 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
It's not for sure yet, but Minnesota could get some federal money to research hemp. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The U.S. Senate passed a bill this summer to provide discretionary funding for Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, and the Food and Drug Administration. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, who is also the ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, says there's $1 million in there somewhere to study hemp.
It'll support new research to help farmers across the state. It'll help Minnesota Ag compete nationally and internationally. We already are, but I always want to look around the corner and make sure that we have the next best thing. And it will increase access to a sustainable crop that can boost farm income. But it needs a reliable market. And so that's a lot about this investment in research.
One of the premier hemp processing companies in the country is in Minnesota, and Charles Levine runs it.
Hemp is a complete protein, free of the top 9 allergens. It has 20 amino acids, 9 essential amino acids, full of fatty acids and high in fiber. So it's one of the most nutrient-dense grains that we can grow.
Levine says hemp fiber has many uses, including building materials, bioplastics, and more. While okayed by the Senate, the funding package still needs full congressional approval to be in effect. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
The court says Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources has the authority to regulate large farms through its water pollution permits. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans deliver unprecedented yield potential and maximum return on investment. Plant Z-Series soybeans and experience the difference. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce represented the Wisconsin Dairy Alliance and Venture Dairy Cooperative, challenging the DNR, saying the agency lacked authority to require concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, to apply for permits under the state's water pollution permitting program. The District 2 Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the DNR, a decision Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden is pleased with.
We need to make sure we keep that system in place to keep our water supply safe and as free from contaminants as we possibly can.
Von Ruden says Farmers Union supports small family farms, but they do have members with CAFO permits.
We do have members that are of that size or bigger, you know, that's 700 animal units and bigger. You know, they have spoken out in favor of this ruling and want to make sure that their partners and their farms are going by the rules.
Kim Bremer with Venture Dairy Cooperative tells Brownfield there is no place for bad actors and that polluters should face penalties. But this case had nothing to do with weakening environmental laws.
Our sole mission in challenging the DNR's authority was to ensure that Wisconsin farmers are held to standards that are consistent with federal laws. And we're going to continue to believe that this presumption of guilt runs contrary to the very fundamentals of the American justice system.
Bremer says they will continue to fight for farmers regardless of the size of their farm. She tells Brownfield it's unclear if this case will be appealed to the Supreme Court. An ag economist says there's been a lot of focus on the soybean market this week, but it's critical to stay in tune with corn trade. Jim McCormick is with AgMarket.net.
A lot of people are looking for this corn yield to drop a little bit. There's no doubt about it. The yields probably struggled with this very dry August, but we are worried about demand. We do believe demand has been overstated, so we do believe if that corn yield does pull back on the balance sheet, you're probably going to see the demand pull back as well, so your overall carryout is probably going to stay around $2 billion.
And he tells Brownfield basis for the corn crop is another concern. The prospect of negative returns this year and next year has some farmers asking if Congress is working on financial assistance. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says if an aid package comes together yet this year, it would most likely be through appropriations.
I don't know for sure. Remember when it was directly related to tariffs on China?
in 2019. The president did it out of the CCC.
The Iowa Republican is concerned about the current ag economy, but lawmakers are not considering aid yet. I'm Larry Lee Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
What is the Dairyland seed difference? The answer is found in our difference makers. Our seeds are developed and delivered for unrivaled performance in and only in the Upper Midwest. Our local dealers, expert agronomists, and everyone throughout our organization who live to make life better on farms and in the community. It's our people, products, and pedigree that combine to make a true difference that you can see on the bottom line and feel in your heart. Learn more about our difference makers at DairylandSeedDifference.com.
Hello, this is Chase Huston, 21 Tim's Talk Auction Realty, with sales results and upcoming events. Reminder, next hay sale will be September 10th. We had a good sale. Large squares topped at $170 a ton and large rounds at $80 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Watch for more upcoming online-only auctions. For more info, go to www.timstalkauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Huston. Have a great day.
Direct cash cattle business is quiet and cash hogs are mixed at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is slow to develop again today. Bids have resurfaced at $235 to $238 live and $375 stress. Those continue to be passed on as they are quite some distance from current asking prices of $243 live in the south and $378 plus stressed in the north. Look for more business to develop over the balance of the week. There's been some light sporadic trade that's taken place so far. Dress business in the north has ranged from $375 to $378, $5 to $8 below the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. At the Husk Livestock Market in Nebraska, steers weighing more than 800 pounds were steady to $10 lower. Heifers weighing more than 800 pounds were $10 to $20 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate to good from buyers in the crowd. Medium and large one feeder steers 959 to 997 pounds brought 336 to 339.10. Medium and large one feeder heifers 750 to 761 pounds brought 365 to 367.50. Boxed beef was mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for fairly light offerings. Choice up 31 cents at 405.95. Select was $1.23 lower at $382.45. Cash hogs are mixed at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. The market remains concerned about long-term demand uncertainty. This week's export sales report from the USDA showed a return of China to the buyer's list, but overall export sales were down significantly from the previous week and the prior four-week average. Domestic demand has continued to show some strength as pork remains a competitively priced protein in the retail space. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 22 cents with a weighted average of 107.65. The Western Corn Belt was 2 cents lower with a weighted average of 107.64. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $80. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $70 to $82, and barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $63 to $73. And pork values were lower at midday, down 91 cents at $113.86. Bellies were down more than $10 to start the day. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
Soybeans, corn, and cattle are higher. Hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition and why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher as analysts expect the USDA to cut yield Friday due to the dry finish to the season in some areas. A lot of this, though, is just pre-report short covering in another round of pretty light trade. Export sales were bearish and CONAB raised its guess for Brazil's bean crop today. November soybeans are up 9.25 at 10.34.5. January's 9 higher at 10.53.5. October soybean meal's up $2.60 at 286.10. October soybean oil's 35 points higher at 50.82. Corn's up on short covering, with the USDA expected to lower yields slightly while also possibly raising the harvested area estimate. CONAB increased its corn crop projections, and U.S. export sales are down in the week. December corn's 4 higher at 421.5. March is up 4 at 438.5. And wheat is modestly higher, expecting minor changes to U.S. and world wheat ending stocks with the USDA's small grain summary out at the end of the month. Export sales are below average due to heavy global competition. December Chicago's up 5.75 at 520.75. December Kansas City's 2 higher at 509. December Minneapolis is up a quarter penny at 569.75. Live and feeder cattle are higher, watching the direct market. Still not a lot of action out there. October live's 130 higher at 232.45, and December's up 152 at 234.20. October feeders are 282 higher at 353.22. Choice box beef was up at midday. Select was down. And hogs are mixed, adjusting spreads with questions about long-term demand. Cash is nearly mixed. Pork's higher at midday. October's up 145 at 98.27. December's 95 higher at 89.22. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
The benefits of restoring farm-to-school grants. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The USDA has reimagined its farm-to-school grant program and is focusing on partnerships to give small family farms a better chance at success. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says restoring the funding will also help deliver nutritious, high-quality meals to children and strengthen and support local agriculture.
In support of USDA's initiative to promote healthy choices, healthy families, and healthy outcomes, this year's opportunity streamlines the application process, supports expanding access for small family farms to markets and infrastructure by facilitating connections to the child nutrition marketplace, which is a huge government-funded marketplace with the opportunity to really move the market. Furthermore, the grant program's commitment to educating children about the source of their food and support for agricultural education helps prepare our next generation of farmers.
The grants will support projects that incorporate more unprocessed, locally sourced foods into meals served at schools, summer sites, and childcare providers. And it will also increase consumption of fresh, whole fruits and vegetables as well. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
This is the Compeer Economic Minute, featuring Compeer Financial Chief Risk Officer Bill Moore, who says creating a solid risk management plan will be important moving through harvest.
There's not been a lot of opportunities to sell corn at a profitable price. That might come on top of negative margins from last year and could put us in a spot where we'll have negative margins for next year. We're unfortunately a cyclical business. So I like to see people that are trying to make long-range plans so they can understand, you know, how do we run this business on a long-term basis, not just a year-to-year basis. And whether that's calculating, you know, the availability of fertilizer or the yields that I might see or the seeds that I might buy. We're really in a spot now where risk management is going to be the thing that probably keeps people in this business long-term or struggling to keep in this business long-term.
To learn more, visit compeer.com.
Thinking about a pole building? Start with the experts at Harchie Lumber, your trusted hometown source for quality building materials and professional service. From planning to completion, their experienced team knows how to deliver the durable structure you need. Harchie Lumber will engineer your pole building to fit your exact needs, all while ensuring it meets local building code and standards. Whether it's for storage, farming, or a custom project, they've got you.